This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Fort Worth Congressman Mark Vesey will introduce two bills this week to try and gain college access for undocumented and first-generation American students. One bill would prohibit public universities from discriminating against undocumented immigrants. That's already the case in Texas, but other states have made it difficult for them to pursue higher education. The other bill would make it easier for the American children of undocumented immigrants to apply for financial aid by allowing their parents to use their taxpayer identification number instead of a Social Security number. Despite immigration reform hurdles, Vesey says he's confident his bills have a good chance in the House.
If you look at the makeup of the current Congress, I believe that we could actually pass these bills that I have filed and a comprehensive immigration reform bill for that matter if the House Speaker would do the right thing and let the bill on the House floor.
VC said the bills were inspired by two undocumented teens in Texas who were high school valedictorians. They revealed their undocumented status earlier this month. Abortion providers in Texas say more women are opting for drug-induced abortions since March when the FDA updated its rules for the medication. The Texas Tribune reports the percentage of women seeking drug-induced abortions at Whole Woman's Health clinics jumped from 9% to 40%. Planned Parenthood clinics in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin reported about 25% of their patients sought drug-induced abortions in April, compared to just 1% of patients before the FDA label change. The changes reduced the dosage, decreased the number of doctor visits, and how long into her pregnancy a woman can take mifepristone. The drug induces abortions when taken with another drug, misoprostol. Though the FDA label change has eased the restrictions on drug-induced abortions in Texas, women still face barriers due to the state's abortion restrictions. Those restrictions are the subject of a U.S. Supreme Court case that could be decided as early as tomorrow. And now to Breakthroughs, where we explore the latest in health, science, and technology. Today, a breakthrough for North Texas veterans. KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports on a new mental health clinic aiming to help vets struggling with reentry into civilian life.
In 2004, Steve Papania was patrolling Kirkuk, Iraq. He was a rifleman in the U.S. Army. He'd enlisted immediately after 9/11.
We did a lot of raids where we were, you know, kicking doors in and arresting people. We'd come into contact with IEDs. We'd have, you know, somebody shooting through the door at you while you're trying to get inside. It would put you in these weird situations where you were just in a constant state of alert.
Papania left the military in fall of 2005 and came home to North Texas. He's originally from Rowlett. Like many soldiers, Papania had a tough time with the transition back to everyday life.
You know, a year ago you had like a sense of purpose and you had a mission and, you know, you're going through these really sort of intense things in your life. And then you get home and you have people that are sort of more concerned about things that really to you don't really seem that important.
He figured out he had anger management issues and eventually post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Like a lot of vets, he resisted treatment. He thought he didn't need it and to a degree didn't deserve it as much as other soldiers who had been through worse. Instead, he drank.
And, you know, at the same time, I was having difficulty sleeping. I was having nightmares and night terrors. If somebody woke me up by touching me, I would swing at them because I didn't know who they were. And I would just wake up with the impression that I was under attack.
A lot of veterans can't find a support system at home.
I was fortunate that I had a really supportive family and really supportive friends. But at the same time, you know, it's hard for them to understand.
Most psychiatrists aren't well equipped to deal with the language and the cultural nuances of a veteran population.
That's Dr. John Burris. He's the CEO of MetroCare Services, which runs the new clinic for vets.
The VA certainly does, but they often run into limitations.
Those include lengthy wait lists, which NPR explored in a series this spring. The Stephen A. Cohen Military Family Clinic in Addison serves veterans and their families no matter what they did in the military or their discharge status. And it's all free. Burris says there are only two other clinics like this around the country. Eventually, there will be more than 20. The goal? eliminate barriers that keep vets from ever getting help.
They're struggling with issues around transition, issues of coming back to a family that may have lived through 3, 4, 5 deployments. Obviously, some come back and do just fine and they thrive, but a lot don't, and a lot of the families around them don't.
Acting quickly, Burris says, could prevent veteran homelessness, drug abuse, and alcoholism. The National Institutes of Health say about a third of recent veterans have PTSD. The Defense Department estimates that 1 in 5 post-9/11 combat wounds are brain injuries. At the Addison Clinic, Outreach Director Jonathan Hill points out some of the vet-sensitive features.
So if you notice, you know, we really stayed away from a lot of the combat photography, like the tank firing downrange, things like that.
Instead, there's patriotic artwork, American flags, Texas, red, white, and blue signs that read Honor, Texas, and Land of the Free. The lobby couches are plush and neutral colored. It's not meant to look or feel like a lobby. There's a separate waiting room where vets can go to block out noise with disposable earbuds. Each room in the clinic has adjustable LED lights and a panic button.
So there's none of those things that are could possibly be a trigger for anybody that's in treatment.
The clinic was designed largely by other veterans. 3/4 of the staff are vets or family or friends. That makes it easier for vets to open up and seek help.
So if you know that this place is full of veterans that just want to help veterans, that connection sometimes is already made instantly.
I didn't know that there were other veteran resources out there.
Jimmy Mack left the Marine Corps in 2001 when doctors discovered he had epilepsy. At home, he began to drink and do drugs and ultimately tried to kill himself. Now he's a program director of 22 Kill, a nonprofit trying to prevent veteran suicides.
Back then, the only resources I knew was the VA, which I hated going to, and the Wounded Warrior Project. They're not easily accessible.
Projects like the Cohen Clinic are trying to turn that around, offering a refuge for veterans whose wounds are too often invisible. Stephanie Kuo, KERE News.
Sunny skies in the forecast with a high of 95. It's 82 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.